moment. Brother Marvin, are you there? Brother Marvin, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, absolutely. So glad you called in. I'm so glad to hear your voice. I'm going to ask you this question, but I already know the answer to it, but I don't know how you're going to answer it. Are you ready for Christmas?
I'm always ready for Christmas because every day is Christmas to me, as well as Thanksgiving.
I know, that's right. Amen. So look, what is going on? We are praying. You want us to pray to let us know the update information about your brother, Brother Ernest?
Yes, he's doing much better, thanks be to God. And I want y'all to please continue to keep him uplifted. That's Ernest Lanier, along with a friend of mine by the name of W.C. Hayes.
Okay. And Brother Hayes is not doing well health-wise?
Well, yes, he's not doing well. He's right now, he's unable to, he's really considered as a vegetable, so they say.
Okay.
He's not able to do anything.
Okay, so he has no independence right now as far as his own health?
Right.
Okay. Is he at home or in a hospital or hospice?
In the hospital.
Okay, in the hospital. Okay, we're going to pray for him. Do you know how long he's been where he is now?
I forget.
That's okay. All right, so we got it. And you'll be able to get updates about him?
As long as I talk with his brother.
Okay.
Which is Bishop Hayes.
Okay, absolutely. So we'll be praying for him, too, and the whole family, okay?
All righty.
Okay, since you brought us a praise report and continued prayer for Brother Ernest, as well as a prayer request for Brother Hayes, and we're going to say it's a praise report in there, too, because there's nowhere where he is right now that God can't reach him.
That's right.
We want to also know, how are you doing, for real, for real?
I'm doing extremely well, thanks be to God. Because
good.
He's worthy to be praised.
Absolutely, Brother Marvin. Okay. Now, do you want to lead the prayer tonight, or you want me to pray with you?
Well, I'd rather you pray with me.
Okay. Well, you're a prayer warrior, too, so either way, we can't lose, right?
That's right.
All right. All these prayer warriors with us as well, God, we just thank you right now for Brother Marvin. We thank you for his faith in you and your faithfulness. And we thank you right now, dear God, for his brother Ernest, who's our brother too, through Brother Marvin. We ask that you continue to bless him. We thank you and say hallelujah for how you have performed so many miracles within his life. We thank you for the steadfast love that his brother Marvin has for him and interceding for him and not being shy about calling and letting us know how he's doing and what he needs. We thank you for showing yourself, God. Not that you have to prove yourself, but you do over and over again. We thank you for the faith that Brother Ernest has in you also. We thank you for the people that planted that seed within these brothers to even know how to have a relationship with you, God. And so we pray also for Brother Hayes. We ask, dear God, where he is in his conscience, in his psyche, in places where human-wise we may not be able to meet him, to reach him, we know that you can. We ask, dear God, that you help him to have no fear, that you help him to have no pain, and that whatever you are doing, however you are transitioning him from this place to greater health in the meantime, or from this place to the ultimate health to be with you without the complications or challenges of the flesh, we just thank you right now, God, because we know that you never leave us. You never get so far away from us that you can't retrieve us and keep us and protect us. So, God, we thank you for every health care provider and caregiver that is helping him at all. We ask that you anoint their hands, that you consecrate them, and each and every person that comes in his room, that nothing can get near him except your holiness, your power, and your strength. We ask that you bless the family of Bishop Hayes as they continue to stand in the gap for him. And we ask, dear God, that you turn this prayer request for Brother W.C. into a praise report that we again together can give you glory just for being who you are, healer, helper, and the one who is the one who makes us whole. In Jesus' name, we together and all say amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Brother Marvin. Thanks for calling in, sir.
Thank you. Thank the Lord.
All right. You have a blessed night.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bring your darkness to me, and the sun will shine again, and I know that you can make it when you lay your troubles down.
Hallelujah. You're listening to Lay Your Troubles Down, a commission, and this is from the Commission Reunion Live CD. This is Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica. You can call in to the numbers 904-296-2251. I would love to hear your prayer request, your praise report, any question or concern that you have. Please know we are here for you. Get this prayer request. We are punking Satan left and right tonight. Miss Shirley, what's going on with the place where you work? Because we're going to be praying for better employment for you, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
okay. What have you noticed about where you work?
Well, I've seen that a lot of our minority youth, excuse me, they don't respect people of authority, and they do not respect their elderly.
Okay.
And I have grown up in a different day and time that you honor your elders.
Right.
Regardless of race, color, creed, regardless.
Right.
And what I'm seeing that a lot of our minority youth don't do that.
Right, absolutely.
And
what's some of the evidence
crazy.
That you have seen as far as are they like talking back?
5 years.
Oh, wow. Are they talking back or not following directions or what?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And that you want to see all of us succeed.
Right.
Become great. Do great things.
Right.
But how can it be great and you do not have any self-discipline.
Amen. Amen.
You know, I'm not speaking not just to one category. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying what I see on a daily basis.
Okay.
And what I'm saying is we don't have the backing of the parents or the guardians.
Right.
With me, I'm saying, I always say, drop by unannounced.
Mm-hmm.
See what they're doing. See who their friends are. See, well, just come to just see.
Right.
You know. Because they may tell you, hey, Mom, I'm going this place.
Right.
And you say, well, I'm going to take up what this lady is saying. I'm going to go by there.
Right.
And see if Johnny or Jane is there.
Yeah.
You might see some things you don't want to see.
Absolutely.
But what I'm saying is,
mm-hmm.
where does it end and where does it begin?
Okay, I got you. Well said, Miss Shirley. Okay, we're going to be praying about that. What type of employment, as far as better, would you be seeking? What would you, like, if you could get up in the morning and do something that you really love to do and get paid to do it, what would that be, for real?
Well, I love customer service because I love dealing with people.
Really? I can see that. Beautiful.
Customer service, I really do. But you find it hard to, excuse me, deal with people that don't care,
mm-hmm.
just flat out don't care.
Right.
I mean, you know, you see it on a daily basis, you say your prayers. Sometimes I just have to go outside and sit in my car and say God's grace.
You have to walk it off, Miss Shirley, and pray it up. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I'm telling you the truth.
That's good.
The truth.
Okay.
And what I'm saying is, some of them, they do not have respect.
Right.
That's all we are asking for. You know, follow the rules.
Right.
Anyone that's working, has a business, has anything, there are rules.
Absolutely. And so I'm glad you bring that up because we're going to pray about that. So I want you to be encouraged to keep doing what you're doing because you are an example of what it means to be respected and to give respect, even when you're in disrespectful situations, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So in the meantime, when we're talking about things, this is one of the things we're about to present, so it's fine to do it right now. As far as strategies, we have to, a lot of times where we have a disconnect with either another generation or another person or another culture, is to first of all seek to understand before we seek to be understood. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
And so that's what you are doing. You see some of the things, and like you said, you know that you grew up in a different time. I grew up in a different time where you didn't even look at a certain way that looked disrespectful. If I even consider, I don't know how to roll my eyes right now for fear of trying to do it. Because my grandmother or somebody would knock my eyeballs out of my head. So I don't know how to yoke my neck. Because I never learned how to do it because it was not acceptable behavior. And so as we stand in the gap, Ms. Shirley, with this beautiful prayer request you have on behalf of our community and those of the minority African-American brown people community, that we thank you for that because a lot of us also don't know. And that's the tough things for your generation and my generation to get sometimes. Some of the people that we are expecting respectful behavior from don't know it. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
So you being strategically placed by God where you are and wherever God's going to strategically place you, because we're going to pray for this better employment, you are an example. So when you recognize, you know what, flesh is about to rise up, I need to walk out, take a chill pill and a prayer and chill out in my car, recite a hymn or read some scripture or something. That is a beautiful testimony because it's real. And even though the world would say rightfully, she could go back at them, say something back at them, degrade them or be disrespectful back. But righteously, God says that, no, you see how to pray for them, hold them in higher esteem and be a good example because God can use you to transform as opposed to conforming. Amen. Amen. So as far as customer service, you want customer service over the phone, in person, in store. What? Because we want people who are listening to know also. Someone may be looking. People are always looking for customer service, good customer service, Miss Shirley, because we don't have great customer service sometimes these days.
Right.
So what specifically, you know, the Lord says you have not because you ask not. What would you like to do?
Yes, I prefer over the phone.
Okay, absolutely. Well, before you get off this phone, I'm going to share some resources with you, too, okay? So once we pray, yes. Can you hold on for like 2 minutes?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so let's pray. You ready?
Yes.
All right, God, we thank you for Miss Shirley. We thank you that she praises you all the time in her walk and her talk. We also thank you that she used your power tonight to punk some of the hell out of Satan because you are so awesome, Lord. And we thank you for that. We thank you for an example to love and even to be angry, but to sin not. Because she is in a tough position in dealing with so many people that come in and the parents of the young people who are not that old either, who just a lot of times don't know. And for those who do know, they just don't show. So God, we ask that you continue to help her to use her patience and her peace and her love. We ask that you continue to strengthen her and we ask that you show her, give her better, greater opportunities of employment. We ask that you give her greater opportunities of better finances. We ask that you give her better, greater opportunity in the right person to be in her life. God, we know that she is single. Bring that right man of God to be with her, next to her, not afraid to allow her to shine and to be how you have fully created her. And as well as how to know how to be that man to whom she can submit, as well as how to be the man who can submit to her the way that you have told us to submit to one another, God. In this process, we ask that you keep her safe in this world, in this city, in these streets, that you keep her safe at the job she currently have, which we are so grateful for. And we know that you can do better and greater. And all she has to do is reach for it, pray for it, and look for it. So in the meantime, we're going to keep praising you and looking, God. We are asking, we are seeking, and we are knocking. We expect to receive, we expect for you to show, and we expect for these doors to open. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you. I'm so proud of you. Thank you so much for calling in. And hold on just a moment, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. We're going to finish with this song, get right to the ha ha hallelujah. Stay with us right here on Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica.
Oh,
angels are special indeed.
Okay, so we're going to hear that. I'm sorry because I don't like interrupting songs. But people are primary. So when I have a chance to talk with people directly, we want to make sure that we do that. But it is that time now. So let's do it. This is, by the way, if you're just tuning in, Standing the Gap with Pastor Monica. The number to call in is 904-296-2251 live, or later, 904-624-9868. We take your prayer requests, your praise reports, and right now we're going to have our hallelujah healing through laughter. We're going to hear from Dry Bar Comedy Set, and this one is done by Kendra Cunningham. Let's listen in. My microphone is on purpose, and I am still available to take your calls. 904-296-2251.
I ended up going to the doctor because I busted the button off of 3 pairs of pants. And not just like, oh, I'm missing a button, but more like, look out, heads up. People are like, what was that? You know, it's a button propelling off my size 10 jeans, even though I've morphed into a 14. But I did. I went to the doctor because I thought maybe I had like a stomach tumor or something. And she informed me that I was, in fact, a very healthy 180-pound woman. And I feel like we should be able to itemize our weight. You know what I mean? I feel like I have a big head, big bosoms, a big back sign. That's 30 pounds right there. Now I'm down to 150. That's not so bad. You know? Thank you. The doctor was very nice, though. Like, she said to me, you know, if you cut out carbs and alcohol for 30 days, you'd lose weight and you'd have so much more energy. I was like, well, is there anything I can do to lose weight and remain as lethargic as possible? Because I'd like to be skinny, but apathetic, if that's an option. She was trying to be nice. She said, you know, it's like a double-edged sword, because if you were a man at your height and weight, you'd be considered healthy. But because you're a woman, you're considered overweight. And I was like, oh, so you're saying I need a sex change. All right. I didn't see that coming, but... sure explains a lot of things. I don't know. I feel like I want a diagnosis when I go to the doctor. I feel like the only thing I'm really looking for in a primary care physician is someone who is as committed to finding something wrong with me as I am. You know, I'm like, I gave you my copay. Give me my diagnosis. You know, maybe I just need to be burped. I don't know. That's why I'm here. I did. I started working out, though. I started going, you know, going to the gym. I mean, this is the thing. I've been working out, but, like, not changing my eating habits, so it's almost like I'm just, like, working out to maintain chubby. You know what I mean? I've been big into rotisserie chicken lately. I have, like, 3 rotisserie chicken carcasses in my trash right now. I buy them like they might not be available tomorrow. And I just eat them with my hand. You know, my friends are like, you want some silverware? I'm like, no, I'm done. Just spritz the fat off my face. I actually have an appointment. My biggest thing that I like, my favorite, buffalo chicken fingers. I love buffalo chicken fingers. I will I'll get up out of bed and go find myself some buffalo chicken fingers. I was out the other night and they had, on the menu, they had chicken fingers and then they had buffalo wings. So I was like, oh, you think I could get buffalo chicken fingers? And the waitress was like, well, it's just going to be the chicken fingers cooked in the buffalo sauce. And I was like, well, thank God I asked. Because I was actually looking for the fingers of a buffalo chicken. And I would have been disappointed.
Okay.
I go back to Boston quite a bit, and all my friends back there, you know, they're married. And I've been thinking a lot lately about wanting to do that myself. At the time when my friends in Boston got married, this was 10 years ago, I wasn't ready. And the guy I was with was like, you know, whenever you're ready, just say the word. And I had no idea what the word was. But I was petrified I might say it by accident. So I got out of there. But I feel like my idea of marrying a rich man hasn't changed. But my idea of rich certainly has. I used to hear people talking about their boats, and I'd be like, oh, that guy's got boat money. Good to know. The other day, I saw someone I know coming out of the dentist. I was like, oh, dentist money. Oh, good to know. Good to know. But I feel like I got to work on it, you know. Now it's going to be harder. I'm older. I feel like I miss my window of opportunity to be like a trophy wife. You know, now I'd be like a bowling trophy. But I do feel like when guys find out how old I am, they start looking at me a little more closely. Like suddenly they're contemplating buying a vintage convertible, you know. And they're like, well, it's in good shape. Moves fast. I like that. Looks great with the top off. But there's really no way knowing how many owners this thing has had. How long the body's going to keep up. I have a funny feeling I'm going to have to throw a lot of money into this thing. I really do want to get married. The dating now is terrible. You know, when I was in my 20s, it was easier. I feel like I was a lot more aggressive in my 20s. You know, in my 20s, a guy would give me his business card. I'd call him. If he didn't call me back, I'd shoot him an email. You know, I was like, oh, there's nothing wrong with a woman pursuing a man. Maybe I'd stop by his place of employment, drop out an application, you know. It's not a crime for a woman to go after what she wants. Turns out it is. It's called stalking and harassment. This is the thing, it's tough to date nowadays. I mean, I went on an app. I was being very honest, I would say. Lonely control freak, seeks man a few words. Her romantic game assignment says, you know. And I wasn't getting very far. It's hard to find a good one, you know. I want a good one. I've waited this long. I went out with a guy, halfway through the meal, he turns to me and he goes, that's not your natural color, that's fake. About my hair. I'm like, oh, you got me. I'm busted. My hair color is fake. But you didn't pick up on all those fake laughs earlier, did you? No, you didn't.
Okay, let us pray for Kendrick Cunningham. That's Kendrick Cunningham. You can get that from any of your music apps, CDs as well. And that is from the Drive Bar series. And so Kendrick Cunningham, she is a mess. God bless her. Anyway, this is Standing the Gap with Pastor Monica here tonight. Every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we're going to come back right after this song to close out this word. Some practical things. Just want us to think about as we are dealing with in the meantime between the birth date that we have, sunrise, as well as the death date, meaning sunset. I know we don't like to talk about it, but it happens for all of us at some point. There's this little hyphen in the middle, and we have a lot to do in that in the meantime, no matter how short or long it is. In the meantime, between Christ coming the first time and giving us salvation, and in the meantime between that day when Christ comes for the second coming and continuing his judgment and redemption fully, that we have this time in between that we have to focus on Christ as we focus on love, as we focus on not giving in to the ways of the world, as we focus on giving in to the way of the Word of God. In the meantime, between what's going on in my life that's good and not good, what's going on in my life that's not good, that's going to become better, what's going on in my life that I'm clear about, as well as the things that I'm not clear about, what's going on for me when I'm residing in I don't knowville, because I'm not sure what God has said, even though God said it before, there are just some practical things we can do. And so I want to drop just a couple of those on you like it's hot right now. Yep, I'm talking about the word. In meantime, strategies. First of all, when we go through, like Elijah, any type of famine, and not just a drought within our finances, not just a drought within the land, but a drought within my spirit where I feel exhausted. Drought, as we just heard in listening to Miss Shirley in the job that I have, that I want better because I know God has better. And sometimes God allows us to feel that thing so that it does motivate us to move and go and do. Some of us are being tapped by God to be entrepreneurs, but think that we're too old or we're not bold enough or we don't have enough finances or support to do it. It's just not true. Some of us think that we feel within our innermost parts we can't shake that feeling that we're supposed to be doing another career or another vocation, or we're supposed to be getting some additional education, but we're too old, or we just, again, we don't have the money for it. We may not qualify for a scholarship or a fellowship. It's just not true. I'm telling you, not just what I've heard, not just what I've read, I'm telling you what I live each and every day, that God does not set us up for anything that God will not put us up and bring what we need. God does not give us any vision where God does not also provide the provisions for it. Amen. And I get upset with myself and through love and passion with us sometimes when we sell ourselves so short, and the God that's within us in our own ways, unintentionally, I know, we sell our God short. In the meantime, when we face any type of famine, know that it's temporary, and we have the power within us by God to adjust, to adapt, and to adopt. And I'm going to tell you more about that when we come back. Let's finish listening to Whitney Houston. God bless her soul. And this is Who Would Imagine a King. I'm going to go ahead and play that from the beginning and find this song for Miss Shirley. Look, you stay blessed and please give me a call. I'm still on duty for you. 904-296-2251.
Could imagine, ooh.
gosh, what a voice. Standing in the gap with Pastor Monica here. I am your servant and prayer warrior along with you, Monica. And I'm so glad to be here. The number to call in is 904-296-2251. 904-296-2251. And so right back to the strategies that I said. In the meantime, between the things that we go to as we're headed through something else to get to another point in our lives, our growth, our living, our faith walk, our journey, whatever it is, health, wealth, finances, relationships, own personal relationship with Christ, there is an in the meantime, and it can be a very mean time, a very cruel, tough, long period of time waiting for God to do what God said God would do, waiting to see the hand of God working in my life, waiting to see the blueprint turn into the blessing, the vision and the provisions, the declaration and the demonstration, the fruit turn into fruition. Whatever it is, God has a way of helping us as we do our part. And so right before we departed for this song, transition with this song, and we came back, we talked about we can do our part in our own meantime strategies that God shows us directly as well as through this life of Elijah in 1 Kings 18. That between the verse 1 that now God told him, Elijah, to go to Samaria and there would be a great rain. And verse 45, now in the meantime, there was a great rain. There are verses within our own lives. There are pericopes within our own process where God is showing us what to do when we face a famine, when we face friendships and familyhoods, when we face the finances and the false prophets and the foes, when we face those fakers who continue to hate us even though they don't know us. There's things for us to do. We can adopt. First of all, we can adjust. We can adopt and we can adapt. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We can adjust no matter what your situation is. Just think about, either think about it historically, pathologically, as far as how God has gotten you through point A to point B to point C before. Because sometimes that, yep, we don't let the past take our focus, but there are times where God will allow the Holy Spirit to show us the past, but we'll get focused on the hurt that we felt, the negativity that we felt. We'll get focused on the depression that was so difficult to come out of, or the anxiety that tried to overtake us and almost did. Instead of focusing on God showing us what was happening. Historically, pathologically, God can, and I'm telling you from experience again, God has shown me at times visions of what happened in the past so that I could move forward on some situations. God showed me and told me at times where, please don't judge. I mean, you could try, but it doesn't matter because I'm not judging you and because I'm not qualified and you're not qualified either. But there were times where depression was so strong in my life, a combination of a chemical imbalance, the nature of it, and a combination of extreme post-traumatic stress from a highly dysfunctional family whom I love and adore but don't like our ways, as well as military hurt and all of this. There were times and being assaulted and all kind of things that happened. And to God be the glory for getting me through it all. See how I just switched my story? Because say we want us to focus on the issues that keep popping up like tissues instead of focusing on the glory that God got us through it, and anything that God has gotten us to and through, God will use for God's glory and for our gain as well as for the gain of others. And so God will show me that I want you to look, and I'm not showing you how you felt weak. I'm not showing you how you felt broken when you were standing in front of this mirror at University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa. Roll Tide, that's an awesome school. To even get in that school was awesome. And I was not experiencing it the way that I should because I was so lost in my own loneliness and depression and grieving both parents, one gone from divorce, the other one gone from death, and so much hurt from other family members and just feeling like a ward of the court, which I was, by the way. Thank you, Jesus, for being my primary parent. God showed me that, to show me a silhouette of God's presence, God's holy presence, God's spirit behind me as to why I could never do it, how I couldn't act on plans to do it. And he's showing you the same things. There were times when many of us, that we may not want to admit it, but there's no shame in my game, because I'm the same one who praises the same God who got me through it. Amen. That God shows you there were times where you did not think you were going to make it to school or through school. There were times where she didn't think that she was going to graduate from high school. He didn't think he had what it took to get that GED. There are times where both of them, this couple, thought that they were certainly headed for a divorce. There were times where the couple that did get divorced didn't think that they would ever be co-parenting as peaceably as they are right now. Let the Holy Spirit, when those times comes and Satan tries to punk you by showing you how jacked up you were back up in the day, use those times to let God show you the truth and to highlight that thing, because nobody can illuminate a situation like God, God's self. Amen. God has given us the power to adjust by showing us sometimes the past as to how God got us through. God has given us power to adapt by showing us new things that we need to do, and that we have the ability to change no matter how old we are. I want you to tell the truth. Don't some of us dislike when somebody says, oh, you can't teach old dog new tricks? Well, you're not an old dog, and neither am I. God has made us greater than other animals. We are human animals, and so the Creator has given us the image and some of the abilities and attributes of the Creator, the Creator self. That means we have the ability to create, to facilitate, to perpetuate, to initiate, as well as to adapt. We can. So there are us who are getting older. We're all adapted, no matter how we want to admit it or not. Y'all just sit down the other day and woke up and thought, somebody beat me up in my sleep. I'm just getting older. Wake up sore from laying down. And so some of us see that. We don't see things the same way. We know how to adapt and adjust by getting glasses, or by getting contact lenses, or by getting magnifying glasses. Or if we can't afford that, we know how to adapt and adjust by going to one of these pharmacy stores on the corner and getting some of those $2-3 glasses if we don't have those type of insurance benefits. God has given us the ability to adjust to whatever situation that comes our way, or that whichever way we go to and through. God has given us the ability to adapt, to let go of some of the old bad habits, to get away from the nicotine, the caffeine, the codeine, and any other type of thing. God has given us also the ability to adopt the new ways of being more like Christ, and not just Christian, because I keep telling you, some of the connotations of Christianity are falling far short of what Jesus Christ had in mind about being Christ-like. So my goal is to share with you my walk in such a transparent way that it encourages you as you encourage me to let's focus more on being like Christ, as opposed to being more like every other somewhat Christian. That we have a way, some of us, not all and not the majority, we have a way of doing certain things that look Christian-like on worship days from this hour to that hour, and doing whatever dirt and hurt we want to do the rest of the week, the rest of the night, living however we want to, wasting grace, manipulating mercy, and taking advantage of a God who is forgiving and loving. Think that we are taking advantage of a God, but I'm telling you, the Lord knows our hearts. And so I keep seeing us on social media, I keep seeing us in the news, and I don't have anything personally against people that I see are blurting out and cursing out the church. I love them, absolutely no buts to that. And I know spiritually, from what God has shown me, people are hurting because Christianity is causing the hurt. Other people are causing that hurt and saying it's in the name of God. And the point is this, that we can be heard better and understood better if we allow God into and through our hurt to know how not to reciprocate it to others, to learn how not to give it back to those who have given it to us, and to learn how to communicate it and to give God room to use it for greater learning, as opposed to saying negative, nasty things about the church. That's why I said respectfully, there are connotations in Christianity that the majority are doing our best to live like Christ. But we have some who have chosen church living as a business. And I'm not talking about our Father's business. I'm talking about personal pocket business. I want to drive my car, my Beamer, my Bentley. I want to drive my Bugatti. I want these purses. I want these name brand clothes. I want these jets. I want these extravagant trips. And people who are giving into this and offering and tithing are finding it hard to pay either the power bill or the insurance for the car. And that's just not of Christ. And nothing you or anybody else can say can change that for me, because I already heard from Christ about it. You know it too. That's why we got to keep praying for each other. So we're going to close out with this. Know that in the meantime, no matter how mean they may seem, they are temporary. God has given us the power to adjust, to adapt, and to adopt the ways of Christ, no matter what the atmosphere is around us. If you come from a dysfunctional family like myself, God has given you the ability to adjust, to learn by the light of God what is right, what is righteous, and what is neither. God has given us the ability, no matter what hurts we have seen around us, abusiveness, substance abuse, misuse, rape, pillaging, no matter what has happened around us, slinging, gangbanging, no matter what it is, we don't have to become a negative product of our communities. We can choose to follow the word of God directly and through the resources of God to do better and to adapt to the ways of God and not the ways of the world. And God has given us the ability, capability, and the power to adopt the walk of Christ as our own, as the model, ultimately, not Pastor Monica here, not your pastor, your bishop there, not Sister so-and-so or Father whomever, but the ways of Christ, because the rest of us are just human. And I have said it before, and you know what I'm going to say. Don't sit at my feet, because you will see every now and then I will require a pedicure. Jesus Christ never does. Because Jesus Christ is perfect. Amen. Amen. Look, we're still open for your praise reports as well as your prayer requests here on Standing the Gap. The number to call in live is 904-296-2251. The number to call later, if this is a rebroadcast, is 904-624-9868. Because even when I am not in the studio, I am still where I am, on duty for you. Let's listen to Anthony Evans sing Oh Holy Night, one of my favorites. This is from his What Christmas Means CD. Again, you can call in. I'm looking forward to hearing your voice.
Are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall,
Anthony Evans, Oh Holy Night. Beautiful song, beautiful singer. This is Standing the Gap with Pastor Monica. We're going to come to a close after the next song. We have our benediction song, and the number to call in is 904-296-2251. We're going to hear from Ernest Pugh now, more of you, and then close out this word.
Hallelujah. How many of us tonight came in here desiring of God? Hallelujah. I want more of you to dwell in your presence and give you reverence. I want more of you, away from all the noise, so I can hear your voice. I want more of you. That's what we desire tonight. I want more of you, and give you reverence. I want more
more of your spirit, yeah. More of your power, oh Lord, more of your glory, yeah.
That's, I think that's the right song, Miss Shirley. If so, that's by Ernest Pugh. And I hope that that ministered to you. If it's not the right song, I hope it ministered to you anyway. This is Standing in the Gap. We are about to close out as we finish up this word in the meantime and get our prayers up and out to God, our Creator. We are praying this weekend and ongoing for Miss Desiree, who wants more guidance and direction from God about becoming a lawyer, possibly getting more education. And she is 54 right now. Praise the Lord for every year. And I'm so glad she's one who is proud and grateful for every year, not ashamed or vain to say it. So we thank God for that. We're praying for Annie as well as her great-grandson Dominique, as well as her granddaughter Michelle, who's in ATL now. Miss Annie relocated due to the hurricane and tornado back-to-back that happened in Panama City, Florida, that unfortunately flattened her entire home and area. And so we thank God that she is at an elder care facility now. She has a new home away from home, and she is here because they also have the medical supplies that she needs. So we thank God for her sweet spirit. We're asking that you help us to pray for Miss Unique. That's Unique with an EU. And ask that you help us pray with her and for her, because she has a lot. She is one of those multitaskers. She admits it. Nobody can truly multitask with excellence in every part of those tasks except the one who is sovereign, and that is Jesus. And she has a 12-hour shift job, a great husband, 2-year-old son whom she loves cooking and loving for them and doing all the household things too. And her husband is there to help too. And she's going to school online, which requires a whole another level of discipline. So we're praying on her behalf to get a better balance and do more self-care. We're praying for Victor, Miss Julia, as well as Miss Veronica, and we're praying for Brother WC as well, Hayes. And these are health concerns. Mr. Victor and Miss Julia are doing dialysis, going through the sickliness, nauseous feeling, needing the healing and strength and the donation for a kidney donor. So we're praying for them. Miss Veronica is having challenges with her sight and is becoming blind, and we don't want her to be anxiety stricken with that. So again, I thank Brother Nathaniel for calling in last night as well, who is blind now as far as his eyes, but his other senses are well and beyond on point, definitely enhanced and showing us the other side of that transition. Remember, in the meantime, God has given us that power to adopt, to adjust, and to definitely adapt to our new ways of life as we get older or circumstances happen. We are praying on behalf of Sister Kathy as she is grieving the loss of her husband. And we ask that you all be in prayer for them. The homegoing services were to wait was today, and the homegoing is tomorrow at King Solomon United Baptist Church on 20-